Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to Pod Sauce, guys. I am Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
We are your podcast discovery show.
I'm excited. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just excited.
You felt the heat coming at you?
I felt the heat.
Wait your turn.
Because I feel like we've been talking about these two for a couple days now.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited because this is the second feature from C13 Studios. It already shot up to number one within 24 hours of its release. Kate Mara and Adam Scott, the stars of Ghost Rider. What's up, guys?
Hi.
What is up?
We got to be the people that introduced your guys' podcast for the first time in front of 20,000 people at the Odyssey Beach Fest. And I got to tell you, people were very excited to listen to this, to hear it. And I was walking around afterwards and they were talking to me saying, I'm excited because you guys are one of the first podcast movies out there. This is a new venture for people. What was it like doing a podcast movie?
I thought it was really fun. It's also, you know, it's different than making an actual movie or making, you know, like, or being the voice of an animated show or whatever, which is so much fun, but you rely so heavily on the visuals. And so this was something just very different to experience. And I had so much fun doing it. I mean, we got to actually record this virtually together. So we were on via Zoom. So it was fun. And you know, it's exciting being a part of like a thriller, because that is always, it has a certain energy that other things don't. So I had a great time working on it.
Yeah, same. It was super fun. It's completely new experience making something that's scripted, that you're doing audio only, and it was really fun. It was a really great script. So we, you know, we got to just sort of jump in and play around with these scenes, and then also there's all the Foley and sound effects they put in later really add so much atmosphere to the story. It's really, really cool listening to it. I was really impressed.
And Kate, give us your elevator pitch breakdown of Ghost Rider for those who may not be familiar. I mean, there can't possibly be many because it's number one right now, but just give us the elevator pitch on Ghost Rider.
So Ghost Rider follows a character called Kate, very conveniently. who is a writer, and she's offered work ghostwriting a new novel about a mysterious killer. And she collaborates with this billionaire played by Adam and finds herself sort of growing dependent on him, and eventually feels that something isn't quite right.
That's awesome. So I am not an actor. Alicia is an actress. You guys are both actors. My question for you, is it hard to act when you're not moving around and you're in front of a microphone? I got to imagine it's very different. I mean, you kind of mentioned it's a different experience, but how different is it?
Well, it's quite a bit different because you can wear whatever you want, which is terrific. I mean, I could have worn pajamas, but it would have been weird because I was at a recording studio. So I didn't wear pajamas, but I could have. And that's the point. That is the freedom that recorded entertainment allows you.
You know, it's so funny when you talk about like the new medium of scripted podcast space, because I think one of my first forays into it was Homecoming, because Homecoming was originally like a BBC.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know, scripted podcast. And then, of course, Amazon acquired it and made it visual. Are there other scripted podcasts that you guys are into, or just podcasts in general? Or is this your first intro into the podcasting world?
I haven't listened to any fictional podcasts yet, to be totally honest. I listen to a lot of podcast shows. I'm obsessed with like Armchair Expert.
And, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
And I love Jason Bateman's podcast.
Smartless.
Yeah, Smartless. So great. So I listen to a lot of those interview type podcasts. But I haven't gotten into the fiction world yet. So any recommendations from you guys?
You know what? Unwanted is a really good one. Yeah, it's with Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson. Did I say his last name right? Yeah, it was number one in the comedy space. So that's a really good scripted one.
Okay, cool.
Unwanted,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a really good one. What about you, Adam? Podcast you're listening to?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I mean, as far as scripted ones, I listened to... what was the one you mentioned before that they
Homecoming.
Made into the show?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Homecoming.
Mm-hmm. I listened to that when it was out, and I've listened to a couple more. And it's interesting. It's, you know, it's a tough needle to thread as far as you know, making it and making it, it's hard to make something and have it not teeter into corniness. You know, it's tough. It used to be how all other than reading and going to live music or theater, that was entertainment at home, was listening to the radio. And so it's one of the things I love about Ghost Rider is it really threads that needle well.
Yeah.
And it's genuinely interesting and suspenseful and stuff, but it's tough to do, but there are great ones out there. I love, as far as unscripted podcasts, I love like Pod Save America.
Oh, that's a good one.
And, you know, the New York Times one every morning is pretty great, pretty essential. There's a new comedy podcast I've gotten into called Podcast But Outside, which is really funny. It's these three guys that just are outside in front of different businesses and they flag people down and interview them. Comedy Bang Bang is a great one. There's so many, you can kind of keep yourself occupied. There's like so many podcasts.
I think that's what I love about Ghost Rider, Adam. And I'm not saying this to you guys because, you know, we're interviewing you. We actually had this conversation, you know, prior to, because I love the SFX that is implemented within this podcast. It really allows the listener to... It brings us back to the time where talk radio was like the thing. I'm just remembering this episode of Frasier where he was doing like his Halloween Inn episode. And it just allows the listener to escape and just maximize their imagination and create that space and that world. So, you know, I'm not surprised that Ghost Rider is number one. Congratulations to both of you guys. And I just look forward to...
I have one last question I want to get, because I know we're running out of time here. But with this being one of the first podcast movies of its kind, and, you know, jumping into something that's not really been done too much before, was this a hard sell to get you guys to do this? And Adam, I'll start with you.
For me, no, because Kate was already attached to do it. And... And the script is really good, but I really wanted to work with Kate.
Well, what about you, Kate? If you were the first one to sign on, was this something that was hard for you to do then?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a great, it was a really fun script. And I love doing any sort of voiceover work. I really love. I sort of started out as a kid. I did some voiceover stuff and like jingles and things as a little kid, and so it brings me back to that. Like, it makes me feel quite excited to be in like a dark booth alone, making weird voices and sounds. I think it didn't take much. No, I was kind of excited about it, and then when Adam said yes, I was like, oh, okay, we're safe.
Well, congrats on the incredible success of Ghost Rider already. And for anyone that wants to check out Ghost Rider, head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have a link there.
We have more. Kate Mara, Adam Scott, stars of Ghost Rider, the second feature from C13, number one on the podcast chart.
Odyssey.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.